We all enjoy a good New Year's party. Some people like to go out and see the fireworks. Others may attend the peach drop in Georgia. For this group of friends, they chose to stay at home and watch some TV. They got food delivered, but were then greeted with another knock at the door. This time, it was not food that had arrived. Instead, it was a different visitor. I'm your host, MC. And this is episode 10 of the MC Horror Podcast. This happened on New Year's Eve slash day of 2019 to 2020. I was celebrating the end of another year at my house with three of my friends. My dad was out at a friend's party for the new year, and my younger sister was at a sleepover. We were in the living room waiting for the cookies we'd baked to be ready while eating the raw leftover cookie dough. Who cares about salmonella, right? We were watching Castlevania Season 2 on Netflix. Being teenage girls with no cooking skills for anything but pastries, we had ordered a crap ton of pizza and fast food from the local pizza shop. So when someone knocked at the door, we originally thought nothing of it. I mumbled a comment about delivery people not knowing what a doorbell was and got up, paused the TV, and paid the delivery guy. I went back to my friends and we started to dig in while still watching the TV, and then this is the moment I don't think I can forget. Everything was just so vivid. The door to the living room was shut and curtains closed. The TV was at nearly full volume. We were all intensely focused on the season finale, either throwing comments out at the TV or just sounds of surprise. This began just as the final fight of the season started. My best friend Allie had just shouted, "He can turn into a wolf!" At the same time, an aggressive bang came on the door, but we didn't fully register it because of Allie shouting and the loud soundtrack. I paused the TV and waited a minute. Another bang came to the door. I got up, curious as to who it could be. No one should have been coming to the door at this time. I stuck my head out the living room, seeing a man standing at the door. And because I'm a teenage girl, home with only two other teenagers, I obviously didn't answer it, but stood by the doorway, able to watch him to make sure he left. He didn't. He banged on the door rhythmically now. My friends and I are different people. I'm very paranoid and organized, whereas they are more relaxed. They told me to sit back down and he'd leave. But then the door handle shook aggressively. "Call the police," I said quickly. My phone was upstairs in my room charging, so Allie called the police. She was speaking with the operator when everything seemed to slow down. The man had thrown a rock at the window and our door. The key was in the lock, and to get it out, I'd have to go towards him. The police told us to find a place to hide with a lock, but no room had a lock. The lock on the bathroom had been broken since we moved in, but never had a reason to fix it. So we ran out of the living room into the kitchen, and I had two ideas. One, get a knife in case I had to defend myself, or at least just threaten him. Or two, get out Storm. Storm was my dad's dog. He was a security dog and ex-police dog, so I let him out of his cage and grabbed a kitchen knife. I went into the backyard with my friends. The man opened the door to the yard where we all stood. I tried to not look scared, but this man had to be about 40. He had long, greasy blonde hair and blank blue eyes. They seemed to not have any emotions behind them, but his mouth was in a twisted grin. He was holding a hunter's knife. Storm was barking loudly at him, but the man didn't falter. I was hesitant to let Storm off because I didn't want Storm to get hurt. "Come closer and I'll let him off," I shouted at the man who just kept walking. I backed away to stand next to my friends. "The second I let Storm off, you get the knife," I whispered. My friends nodded. Allie still had the operator on the phone who said anything we did could be classified as self-defense. "Go!" I ordered Storm, letting him off the leash. Storm lunged at the man, knocking him backward, causing the knife to drop, but not too far away. Storm had a tight grip on his arm. I ran over, kicking the knife away from him. This went on for maybe 10 or 20 minutes when the police came in and I got Storm away from the man. My dad was called and came straight home to make sure we were okay, which fortunately we were. We later found out that the man was a convicted sex offender who had moved in two streets down and saw me walking Storm and our other dog a lot. I'm so thankful we have Storm and that my dad taught me how to deal with difficult and dangerous situations, because I don't know what would have happened if we just sat watching TV. If you or anyone you know have a horror story that you'd like to be narrated on here, please fill out the form that's linked in the description below. There are also links to the music used, as well as if you want to submit some feedback to help improve your listening experience. My friends, horror is all around us. We just try our best to avoid it. Once again, I'm your host, MC, signing out. Thanks for taking the time to check out the MC Horror Podcast. Have a great night.